Now we're going to talk with a broadcast partner that lives in the area of the city of Jerusalem, actually, technically within the borders of the city. Howbeit, he lives in what they call one of those Jewish settlements. The Israelis are making certain that they have a city that is fortified. Thus, they have the different Jewish communities surrounding in all corners of the city of Jerusalem. And that's why we will go to that site often to talk with him. He's Rabbi Yoel Karen. And since we are talking about on this special edition of Prophecy Today, Jerusalem Day, a celebration of the reunification of the city of Jerusalem, I thought it appropriate to talk with the rabbi. He is a part of the team that is putting together all the preparations that need to be made before they build a temple on the Temple Mount. Now, these preparations, Rabbi, are important, but you've got to have the location so you can rebuild the temple. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct. There's really, we're sort of at an impasse at this very moment because the Holy of Holies happens to have a giant gold-domed Islamic shrine built over it at the present. But things can change. God's will overrides everything, and hopefully and prayerfully we're working within his will.
You know, in a moment I'm going to be talking with Gershon Solomon, who had the opportunity on June 7, 1967, to go up on to the Temple Mount. He was not a part of the paratroopers unit that went up there. He was a wounded soldier at the time, having been involved previously up in the Golan Heights in a confrontation with the Syrians. But he was now there in Jerusalem, 1967. He's going to tell us that story. But he also says that it was Moshe Dayan and a group of Israeli leaders that made a decision to turn the Temple Mount over to the Islamic Trust, the WAF, for the purpose of being custodians of this sacred piece of real estate. If indeed there had been a different decision made by Israeli leaders back in 1967, you may well be under construction of that temple on the Temple Mount and that gold dome building out of there.
That's true. It's, you know, it's probably one of the greatest tragedies in all of Jewish history. Other than the destruction of the temple, other than the expulsion from the land, the fact that God, in his mercy, handed it into our hands, and we turned around and gave it back and said, no, thank you, is one of the greatest tragedies in all of Israelite history from beginning to end. And my words just can't express. Every year, I listen to it today, every year, I listen to the full audio of the Temple Mount being captured, and it gets me every year. I cry every year when I listen to it. Everything was so perfect that day. And when you hear Rabbi Gorin praying for the soldiers that died, and he's telling them, don't be overwhelmed with grief for your brothers that you lost today, and you can hear the soldiers just wailing and crying their eyes out. It was a day filled with so many extreme emotions, and we threw it away, and it was all for nothing. And Gershon Solomon paid a price with his own body to capture that mountain, and Moshe Dayan turned around and gave it away. I have no words for it.
Yeah, when you were talking about those men weeping, sobbing uncontrollably almost on the Temple Mount after they had captured the Temple Mount and reunified the city of Jerusalem after almost 2,000 years, these guys were tough, mean, courageous Israeli Defense Force paratroopers. This is the cream of the crop, and it just emotionally overtook them, didn't it?
Absolutely. They had no control over their emotions and what was happening. God was pulling the strings on their heart during those moments, and it was, you can feel it. It reaches across the decades and grabs your heart and tears you apart even today when you hear it. I like I say, every year I listen to it, and every year I'm a sucker for it, and I break down.
Well, I can understand that. I know the Jews really want to go back up onto the Temple Mount. You are leading an effort in order to gather all of those who would like to visit the Temple Mount and be led, given a tour of the site, so everybody would know exactly where all of the particular buildings would have been, all the incidents that took place. But this should be the heart's desire of every Jew, should it not?
Absolutely, absolutely. I firmly believe it should be the heart's desire of every Bible believer all over the world. This is the place where God said it would be a house of prayer for all nations. This is the place where God said he put his name forever. And you know, this is the fact is, this is the place where Jesus was circumcised. This is the place where he taught Scripture. This is the place where he turned and bowed in prayer. This should be, for the Christian, for the Bible-believing Christian, there should be no other place on earth like this. And they should have the right to go there and to pray, and they currently don't. And I don't have the right to pray there. Only Muslims have the right to pray there. And it's wrong. It's a crime against basic human rights and basic liberties.
Well, now, as I understand it, we don't need to go into this in real depth. Maybe we'll spend another program talking about it. But you're putting together some type of a petition that would encourage the Israeli government to allow you to do exactly what you've just been talking about, and Christians as well.
That's right. It's just in its beginning stages, but it's just, you know, it's just to a point to where it's an embarrassment. It's a state that prides itself on guaranteeing religious freedom at every holy site under its sovereignty, that in the holiest of holies, literally the holy of holies, they've denied that basic right to all but one faith.
Wow. Well, on the celebration of Jerusalem Day, Jews around the world, especially in Israel, are focused on this very sacred piece of real estate, the most sacred piece of real estate in all of Judaism. And do you feel like you're farther advanced in your cause to take control of the Temple Mount, take control of the old city of Jerusalem, and build that temple? Or do you think that you're falling back away from that desired end?
I feel like we are coming upon opportunities that we've not had in decades. 1967 was an amazing opportunity. We realized a very small part of it and took sovereignty but not control over the mount. And I believe that very soon, when drastic things happen, when big things happen, that's when opportunities arise. And we can't shrink from the moment. Big things are about to happen in this part of the world. Some of them not so nice, but big things are about to happen. And when the opportunity knocks, we have got this time, we have got to be ready to answer. When God comes knocking, we have got to open the door.
And go up onto the Temple Mount and do as he's commanded, erect a temple right there on that sacred spot. Rabbi Yoel Karin, a friend, a broadcast partner with us here on Prophecy Today, and an individual who has great insight. Remember what he said, all of you Christians, eavesdropping on this conversation. Jesus taught on that Temple Mount. He was circumcised on that Temple Mount. It was a special place as it relates to Jesus. So we are in partnership with the Jewish people in our desire to have opportunity to enter and to go up onto that spot. A house of prayer will be erected there. The word says, the prophets talked about it. It'll be a location for each of us to be able to offer up prayers one day, and we think not too long into the future. Rabbi, thank you so very much for interacting with us. You've brought some very interesting thoughts to our mind, and if you do indeed find a video of the capture of the Temple Mount available someplace with English or subtitles in English, let us know. We'll put it up. But thank you. We'll talk again in the near future and find out more about this petition you're talking about.
God bless.